What's up? It's Cadillac Jack, Allie Mac. This is hashtag After Hours.
Sup.
Big moments in the show that we want to share with you today in case you missed it. Listen, we get it. We're with you 5 to 10. Kicks 115. Atlanta's number one for country hits. But there are moments you can't be with us. We get it.
So thank you for joining us here.
This is where you get up to date before tomorrow, the big Friday party. All right. So Blake Shelton in town tonight. Huge, big, just a show. At
good,
Arena.
Big show at Phillips just Arena.
Just a show. Phillips Arena opening act. Huge. Brett Eldridge, Carly Pierce.
Oh, Brett's coming.
Trace Atkins. He always calls me a cod every time he sees me. I don't know what that means.
Ask him tonight. Why don't you ask him?
I really don't. I'm like, hey there, you valuable cod. But anyway, I got some information, some really, really, really super, super inside information about the show tonight from someone that I spoke with yesterday that's on Team Blake Shelton. Not for The Voice, but literally like Nashville Team.
Okay.
Blake Shelton. The number of songs that he's going to play tonight at Phillips Arena is either going to be really, really good or you're going to dart for the door. I don't quite know, but big number. Plus, going to play tribute to two huge Georgia country stars. Find out who those two are coming up during hashtag After Hours. Plus, an update, Allie Mac, about the women's self-defense tour we're trying to piece together. Working title there.
Yeah, it's amazing how just my story has kind of sprung into action. Everyone on both sides of this, whether you're an instructor of self-defense or you're just another woman that wants that skill set and raising your hand saying, I need help as well. We're putting all of this stuff together. We're trying to figure out the best way to go about getting together a self-defense tour, Cadillac.
It's very organic, and you're a big part of it. With your suggestions on social and on the phones, very much appreciated. What's the next step? Allie Mac's going to let you know. Coming up during hashtag After Hours. And then a lot of silly fun with Candy Caddy. It's 22nd Pop Culture Trivia Showdown. Will I continue the hashtag March 210 wins? Find out with Candy Caddy, this morning's version, and be with us 8:20 tomorrow to find out exactly where we are. If I fall back or if I rage on.
Spring forward.
Plus, let's start today. Hashtag After Hours. I'm Cadillac Jack.
I'm Allie Mac.
And I'm...
go.
That's Chase.
No, go. Just go.
No. That's Chase Hill, executive producer there in the back of the room where the lights are off.
Producer Chase is the only reason this podcast sounds so great, so give him some credit, Cadillac.
All right, let's get
underway. Oh, guys, just stop.
Let's get underway with hashtag After Hours and Career Day yesterday. Eighth grade Career Day was a great time. This morning, though, there was a very, very unplanned moment that happened live on the air that you can hear about right now as we get underway with...
hashtag After Hours.
I realized yesterday... the eighth grade Career Day, you can have an influence on these very, very open minds about what they want to do in the future. And there were a lot of great speakers. Matter of fact, I printed some of them off here. A surgeon.
Oh, very cool.
At eighth grade Career Day yesterday.
McDreamy.
I don't know. I didn't see him.
Okay.
But I'm going with no. Jamie Bendel, good friend of mine, came as an attorney. You know Jamie?
Yeah.
Came as a lawyer and an owner. A couple of veterinarians, dentist, Gomez. Enjoyed seeing Gomez in the Milton Fire Department yesterday. Financial advisor, architect, another attorney, artistic director. And then in room 716, Cadillac Jack.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Radio DJ.
Oh, so how did it go?
It went very, very well. I got to tell you, I want to thank you, by the way, you listening to Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac Kicks 115, because you really kind of kicked me in the hiney about this, and I appreciate that, because I really didn't think that I was interesting or anybody would be interested in radio, but I filled the seats, Allie Mac, yesterday at 8th Grade Career Day.
Couple questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Cadillac.
Mm-hmm.
How many future radio personalities did you influence yesterday?
Probably every single one of the 125 that
they
came
all
by.
Want to get in radio
so,
now?
Now they do. After hearing my stories, of course they do.
Okay. Did you take your Emmy, Cadillac?
I did. I did take my Emmy that I won years ago for doing a show for the ABC Television Network at the CMAs. And yes, and that was one of the most popular things, actually, because everybody's like, is that a Grammy? Is that an Oscar? And I was like, no, kids, pass it around. It's Cadillac Jack's Emmy. I call her Emma, but she's my Emmy.
Very sweet.
So, yes, I did take Emmy.
So what did you tell them about radio? What did you boast about radio?
You know what? Just told them that we had really, as a morning show, we had really difficult, odd hours.
Yes.
But there was a tremendous payoff. And that is that, we're home most days by noon or 12:30.
True.
And so you have your afternoon. I'm a glorified stay-at-home dad is the way I look at it. And you allow me to be that by listening. And thank you for that. I work in the morning. Then in the afternoon, I'm doing carpool, taking kids, my kids to extracurricular activities and all that kind of stuff.
What else did you take to show the kids, Cadillac?
What did I take? I took a photograph of Allie Mack.
Oh, no, you did not. The studio is bare. That's why
Hush.
I'm
like, hush.
Sorry.
We're not talking about that. I took a Blake Shelton platinum album off the wall. Here in the hall, off outside of the Kicks 105 main stage.
Okay.
I took all of the cardboard stand-ups from in here.
Exactly. That's why it looks so naked in
so
here.
So my cardboard friends were with me. Jason Aldean, Kenny Chesney, Jake Owen, Luke Bryan, Jennifer Nettles from Sugarland. So the kids were able to take selfies, and I had them put specific hashtags on them.
Oh, very cool.
So you can search hashtag career day, hashtag NMS for Northwestern Middle School.
Okay.
All right. So... it's been a really, really cool experience for me, too, because I give my wife, Donna, the credit here. She has kept literally every program bulletin that I've been a part of for any charity through the years and photographs that I didn't even know that I still had. And, I found going through these boxes and folders preparing for 8-Day Career Day yesterday, the original script from my Hope and Faith. When I was in Hope and Faith,
wow.
I haven't seen that in years, and that was 2008.
So which one of these items that you went and looked at when you were walking down memory lane,
yes.
Which one stood out in your mind the most, Cadillac?
Funny you would ask, Allie Mack, because I've got it in my hand right now.
I can hear it.
Okay. From July 19th, 2007. From July 19th, 2007, this is the best of the Big A. Which, if you're familiar with Atlanta, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, I don't know if they still do or not, but they used to put out the Best Of issue.
Okay. And what did
you make it for? Go ahead and ask
Allie Mack. What did you make it for, Cadillac? What was the year again?
2007.
Okay.
I was voted radio personality you would most like to date.
What?
Look right here.
Oh,
I circled
that's so
it.
Cool.
I circled it.
Look right there.
Tell me that's not what it says.
Whoa.
Have a seat.
It really does say that.
You sound surprised.
Radio personality you would most likely to date.
That was 2007.
That's very cool.
Okay. But a lot of fun. Thank you so much for inviting me out Northwestern Middle School for 8-Day Career Day yesterday. Turned out to be an absolute blast. And thank you for taking me there. Thank you for convincing me that, the right thing to do is to make my daughter happy, first and foremost. She invited me out there.
And you made her very proud, Cadillac.
I think that I did. She was actually in there for two sessions of the five that I did yesterday afternoon. And it was just a very good time. And thank you, Northwestern Middle School. They even gave me a little plaque right here with my name on it.
Let's hang it up in the studio.
We'll do that. The students thoroughly enjoyed your presentation. You had the best presentation of the entire day.
Okay.
Huh?
I'm not sure it says that.
Yeah.
There's
that's what
no
I said.
Way.
Right here,
you
right here.
You got to take a picture and let us all see.
Cadillac Jack, please, please, please come back next year. Please, please, please to 8th grade. I'll think about it.
Okay.
Oh!
Oh, my God!
Oh, no.
You're in trouble.
You better clean all that up.
That plaque,
I told you it wasn't a plaque.
I told you it was a picture frame.
I did not mean for that to happen. I will have to reframe that. I apologize. I just kind of tossed it over my right shoulder.
And broken glass.
You heard it there, break.
Dang, is it time for a drink yet? I mean, coffee?
Can you imagine if you woke up to that voice this morning? I mean, it sounds like nails on a chalkboard.
It's a nice voice, velvety smooth.
That is Blake Shelton, who is recording Wake Up Good Morning messages now for the Amazon Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Got another example on the way. It's Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack, Kicks 101.5. Tonight, Phillips Arena, Blake Shelton will perform nearly 30 songs, y'all. 30 songs tonight.
That's like unheard of.
This is information I got from somebody on Team Blake Shelton yesterday. I don't recall being told not to share it. And you know what? I think if you're going tonight, you want to know this. He's also going to pay tribute to two huge Kicks 101.5 country stars from right here in Georgia. This makes me smile. He's going to perform Dallas tonight from Alan Jackson. Blake Shelton tonight will also perform this number one hit from West Georgia resident Doug Stone.
I'd be better off
Take
in
me back.
A pine box on a
slow train bound for Georgia. Love it, man. Duck Stone. Tribute to that's all I get.
Okay. It sounds like you, Cadillac Jack, are fangirling over Blake Shelton's concert tonight.
I kind of am. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to cover a Garth Brooks song, I'm told, some Hal Ketchum Small Town Saturday Night. Blake going to take you back tonight, but he's also going to play all of his current hits and the biggest career hits that he has. It's, I think, a win-win tonight. Blake Shelton at Kix 105.
And someone that's going to have a really cool experience tonight, Samantha DeVoe from Griffin. She is going backstage, and she's going to hang out with Blake Shelton's roadies, like his crew, and she's going to get all the dirt and hang out with them, get all the stories about Blake Shelton that you would never get anywhere else. Very cool for Samantha DeVoe. I'm sure she'll put those Alexa voice commands on hers.
Can you imagine the information that you could harvest from the road crew of Blake Shelton? Mm-hmm. They have no filters.
Right.
They're going to tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
So please be prepared to ask anything, and we'll share that information that we get from Samantha DeVoe with you tomorrow morning. You could be the next person. Head backstage, do something really, really cool with a country star from the station with the most tickets to the biggest shows. Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kix 101.5.
See where I'm from? We'd already be up by now and put in a day's work. You better get up.
So many people, including you maybe, have reached out to us. I'm Cadillac Jack with Ally Mac, Kix 115, to say, I am in. How can I help? How can I be a part, Ally Mac, of this self-defense, women's self-defense tour that we're going to put together and hope to hit several different cities in you know, within Atlanta.
Yeah, and Cady, you know what's so great about this is it's not just like companies and people that have businesses that teach women self-defense. Also women that are in the same boat as me, that are looking for ways to improve their skill set. They have reached out and say, hey, if you find something, let me know about it because I want to take a class as well. So we're all kind of coming together on this social media post on the Kix 101.5 Facebook page. It's linked to our podcast. If you want to comment on it, you can either put your services up there or you can say, hey, hand up. I am in. I need that skill set in my life. I want to be able to defend myself if there should ever be a time.
Let me know what's going on so that I can make it as we plan this tour. Listen, this is very organic. This all began when Ally shared a story late last week about having to make a 911 call to Atlanta Police Department, to the Atlanta Police Department, the APD, before you came to work.
It was a week ago that this happened. And since then, my world's been rocked a little bit. I'm just kind of nervous going anywhere by myself. And, you know, a few people have said, all women should know self-defense. Well, until you have a moment like that, sometimes you just don't realize it. And it didn't ever register with me until I had a scary incident like that, that maybe this is something I need to look into. So yeah, we're collecting all the information. I'd love to hear about all the self-defense classes all around Metro Atlanta that are available. And I'd love to help out any other woman that is in the same boat as me and wants to get skilled.
I believe that women would want to know more. I believe that their significant others and family would want them to know more. Keep listening and check out the Kix 115 Facebook page. That's where you're going to get updates, and we invite you to help out if you can.
Yeah, we're going to organize all the information and come up with some kind of schedule of how we're going to do this.
Gimme Candy is a 20-second pop culture trivia showdown. Get ready to sing along in the car. Sing along as you head to school and work.
Can't be Candy.
Can't be Candy.
Can't be Candy.
Name of the contest.
Can't be Candy.
Titled that way for a reason. Can't be Candy.
Caddy, you're just like a Russian doll, full of yourself.
Like those little dolls you break down?
Oh, I get it. No, that's funny. I'll give you credit, Chris or...
Ryan
or Ally Mac. Whoever came up with it.
Someone came up with it. Now, Ryan, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called...
Can't Beat Caddy.
That's right.
Category today, gentlemen.
Category
today is Alexa has been creeping everyone out and laughing at people randomly. Today's category is a little creepy and a little funny.
Okay.
All right. It is not fair for Caddy to hear the questions I'm about to ask you, Ryan. So why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage?
Caddy, you're going to leave the main stage.
All right, I'm walking out, Ryan. Good luck to you, man. You got 20 seconds.
All right, good luck.
I'm not going to need near that long.
All right. There he goes. All right. He is out, Ryan. And your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
All right.
The funniest award from the Oscars was for the shortest acceptance speech. What did they win?
Pass.
What Georgia boy sings, Ain't It Funny How Life Changes?
Pass.
What creepy clown-based Stephen King novel has a sequel coming out this Halloween? It. Name the artist that belongs to this lyric. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory. And that is timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here. Come on, Cadillac.
Here I am.
All right, Caddy. Ryan got one right.
Ryan.
So you have 20 seconds, Caddy, to get at least one right.
All right.
Category is a little creepy, a little funny, and your timer will start after I finish asking you the first question.
Ready.
The funniest award from the Oscars was for the shortest acceptance speech. What did they win?
Costume design.
What Georgia boy sings Ain't It Funny How Life Changes?
Thomas Rhett.
What creepy clown-based Stephen King novel has a sequel
coming?
Name the artist that belongs to this lyric. Funny how a melody sounds like a memory.
Clint Black or Eric Church.
What Church Bells singer loves a creepy night of ghost hunting?
Carrie Underwood.
That's timer. All right, we're going to go back to that first question. I think you misheard.
No.
The funniest award from the Oscars was for the shortest acceptance speech. What did they win?
They won an Oscar.
They won a jet ski for having the shortest.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Kimmel gave away a jet ski.
Credit the Cadillac who knew that costume design won that jet ski.
Okay. All right. Back out.
Thank you, Chase Hill, our executive producer. I appreciate that endorsement.
Brings the tally to Ryan from Mount Aaron in Habersham County got one right. And Caddy, you got four rights.
That's right. As the hashtag, that's right, man. Back up, Ryan. As the hashtag March to 10 Wins continues, it comes down to tomorrow at 8:20 as to whether or not we are going to celebrate good times.
Come on.
Thank you. There you go. Tomorrow with 10 wins in a row. Hashtag March. 10 wins continues, and we'll find out if I go broke or bust.
And Ryan.
Or win.
We can't let you get away without saying those magic words to Caddy.
I'm Ryan from Habersham County, and I can't beat Caddy.
That's right. Atlanta's number one for country hits, kicks 101.5. You're up to speed. Hashtag on demand with hashtag after hours. Cadillac Jack Alley, Matt Kicks 101.5. Tomorrow morning, we'll be with you 5 to 10 after the show. Hashtag on demand. But tomorrow morning's going to be huge. Alley Mac.
Massive.
7:50, tune in for my favorite segment of the week.
Cadillac Jack's Gaffes. Honestly, Caddy, I was so worried about this week. I had none written down until yesterday, and then it was glorious.
I've been sandbagging until yesterday with my gaffes. Allie Mack edits and files and puts on the air my very minor blemishes and mistakes from the week. And Jordan Davis, he sings Singles You Up.
We have something so awesome. You're going to get to see Jordan Davis and that beard in person.
He's coming to Eddie's Attic, and we have a once-in-a-lifetime listener experience. This is what it's all about. Meet and greets. You don't get them here. For Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kicks 115. We give you real-life experiences that you will never, ever forget and that your friends will never, ever forget about. Jordan Davis will give you the details. Maybe not all of them, but we'll start tossing some... get a picture ready. How about that?
Start wetting the beak a little bit.
If you have been singled up in the past 6 months, go ahead and get a picture ready. We can go there right now and even further tomorrow. 5 to 10 on Kicks 115 after the show. Hashtag on demand. Hashtag after hours. Cadillac Jack Alley Mac.
Let's play a drinking game. How many times did Cadillac say hashtag?
Why don't you turn your mic off? How about that?
Hey, easy on the equipment. All right, that's it. Yeah. Love you guys.
End of the show.
Cadillac Jack and Allie Mac Mornings on Atlanta's number one for country hits, Kicks 101.5.